Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. My name is Anna, and the title of your podcast today is The Transplanting Battle. Mum, what are all those scratches on your arms? My daughter asked me with a look of fright. I laughed and told her that I had got into a fight with a bush. She frowned and looked at me with questioning eyes. I transplanted a giant bush from Barbara's garden into ours. It was a struggle, and I had forgotten to put on my long sleeve top. So my arms got scratched, I explained. It had been quite a battle. Barbara moved a year ago into her home and has been wanting to get rid of some of the plants since then. The very early spring is, of course, the best time to transplant, just before the growing season. In the winter, it would have been impossible to dig up the plants, because the ground is frozen at least a few inches deep. Now that most of the snow in town has melted, the ground is much softer, so people like me can start working again in their gardens. My body is still aching a little from the effort. The bush was about 5 feet tall, round and prickly. It was also right next to a wall, so it was very difficult to squeeze myself in between the bush and the wall. I used a super steel shovel, which is made out of one piece of metal. It's molded that way, so it doesn't have any weak spots. After clearing away the stones and cutting the landscaping plastic, I started digging. Because the bush was so big, I could be quite rough with it. Its root ball was very large, so I know that it had a lot of stored energy in it. When plants are very strong like that, you can actually cut a lot of the roots, and it will still transplant well. Quite magically, now that the days are longer, the sun will stimulate the growth hormone in the plant, and its roots will recover. So I dug and dug, and hacked some more. It was like a war, a battle of wills between the bush and myself. Then, when I had cut through enough roots, as far as I could see, I sat down on the ground with my hands behind me and pushed the thick stem with both of my feet. I did this all around the plant until crack. What a beautiful sound. The bush was finally free from the ground. But that wasn't the end of it. How was I going to get it into my truck? It was so heavy. I couldn't possibly carry it. I had a solution to that problem. I had brought a plastic tarp with me, which I laid out next to the bush. I pushed and pulled and rolled the plant onto the tarp, and then dragged the tarp with the plant on it to the truck. I counted to three, took a large breath, and lifted the bush, making sure that I used my knees and not my back. What a strong woman. I hope my efforts were worth it. I'll find out in about a month when buds start to form and flowers slowly appear. Okay, the grammar points. Number one, the word top I used in the podcast instead of t-shirt or shirt. Top is actually used very often to talk about the piece of clothing that you have on the top half of your body. A. I like your new top. Where did you get it? I like your new top. Where did you get it? B. She wore a sleeveless top with a long skirt to the dance. It looked very elegant. She wore a sleeveless top with a long skirt to the dance. It looked very elegant. C. The boys have grown so much that their tops are all too short. The boys have grown so much that their tops are all too short. Number 2. Barbara has been wanting to get rid of some of the plants since then. I wanted to emphasize this present continuous. Barbara has been wanting to get rid of something. It means that this desire has continued for a long time. She's probably mentioned wanting to get rid of the plants for months. A. We have been wanting to join a gym for 2 years, but we haven't had an opportunity yet. We have been wanting to join a gym for 2 years, but we haven't had an opportunity yet. B. Since the flood in their house, they've been wanting to move to a different house, but they haven't found one yet. Since the flood in their house, they have been wanting to move to a different house, but they haven't found one yet. C. He might get a job in the college. He has been hoping for 2 months to hear from them, but they haven't made their decision yet. He might get a job in the college. He has been hoping for 2 months to hear from them, but they haven't made their decision yet. And finally, the verb to hack. Well, to hack is similar to the verb to dig or to chop, and also similar to the verb to smack. It's like a combination of those three things. It's like a messy action. A. I had never chopped wood before. I hacked as much as I could, and then I gave up. I had never chopped wood before. I hacked as much as I could, and then I gave up. B. Oh, my haircut is terrible. The lady hacked my hair at the side. Just look at it. Oh, my haircut is terrible. The lady hacked my hair at the side. Just look at it. Well, thanks for joining me today. If you have any questions about this podcast or the grammar notes, feel free to email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.